America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. In case you missed it, earlier we brought it up because somebody says, I just tuned back in. Sports betting passed in Missouri? As of right now, yes. According to Alex Gold, it passed by a yes, 7,500
votes. 7,500
votes. 7,500 votes. It says yes. He did say that there is a recount that could be an option, which will. Will. They probably would like run it again. But as of right now, and then
did the casino at the Ozarks pass?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But I did hear Alex tell us yesterday in the bullpen that if it did pass, they were thinking that by March Madness, you would be able to place live bets, or place sports gambling bets in the state of Missouri by March Madness.
Missouri better get it up and running before the Super Bowl. Okay, you're missing out if you don't get up and running by the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the answer.
And I'm all for legalized sports gambling all across the country. So, boom, let's go.
From the 816, I lived in Missouri my whole life. If Amendment 2 failed, I've already told the wife we're moving to Kansas.
Just go
right over
the
state line. Yeah. Just right over there.
I like it. Screw this. I'm moving across the street.
Yeah. So follow Alex Gold on Twitter or the Fan 96.5. That's your information on that result. Yesterday was the first day of free agency for baseball.
Yes, it was.
The nap time or quiet time was done.
Done. Which I'd never heard of until this year.
No, I told Q on, what was it, Monday?
Yeah.
I was like, whenever I heard quiet time, it meant my parents were going to sleep and I couldn't say a word. And he just started chuckling. Yeah. He's like, because I've done that too. I'm sure you've done it. Where it's like, hey, it's quiet time. Like, you don't get a buck.
No, we're just honest.
Yeah, it's fair.
And then they roll their eyes and they go, fiends.
I'll go walk the dog.
God forbid they do that.
Well, you can walk the dog or you can hear your mother. I don't know how else you say it.
They watch their shows. They don't
care.
There
you go. Put the headsets on.
They're oblivious.
So last year, the Royals really had to reconstruct their roster.
No doubt. Yeah.
They went from 56 wins to 86 wins because they completely, gave their organization a facelift. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. From forehead to eyes to cheekbones to dimples to chin to jawline. They went full Matt Rife.
Right.
Right? They went full Matt Rife
Tom
on their
Brady
face.
Said or Jerry Jones?
Even worse. And this year, they don't necessarily have to do that. They just need a touch up. Mm-hmm. They need a little here, a little there, and that's it. The two things I would say they need is a bat that you can depend on, and I would say a pitcher.
Okay.
I would say a pitcher.
Starting or bullpen?
Starting pitcher.
Okay. Because you've got three really good ones right now, right?
Because I think... Last year, I think that, I think Bubich might have developed a role. I don't know if they want to move him up yet.
Would you move Lynch, IV, and Bubich out of the bullpen? I kind of like what they did.
I don't know if I would.
Success with those guys. Let it go.
And
right?
One thing that is key is the thing that got Cleveland and New York to the ALCS was bullpen.
Bullpen.
It really was.
I get it.
The Yankees have a dynamite expensive lineup, but they leaned on that bullpen down the stretch. So did Cleveland, mm-hmm. and Cleveland had that bullpen all year.
I think in Kansas City, we don't have to sing the praises of and wave the flag for good bullpen arms. We know, and I was thinking about it the other day. Like, again, I don't know why I have these thoughts, but when it turns dark at 5 o'clock, what else are you supposed to do? And I was thinking about it. I was letting the dog out yesterday, and I'm like, who's the better closer, Wade Davis or Patrick Mahomes? Like, that's where my mind went. And then you start to think about how important the bullpen really is here in Kansas City or just in baseball in general. And so I don't know that there would be a lot of folks out there right now, fan-wise, that would say, you know what we should do? Try Lynch Ivy as a starter again. He didn't work as a starter. Neither did Wade Davis, but found an exceptional role where he helped the team win a world championship. Chris Bubich may not be a starter ever again, but if he factors into a role where you know when the seventh inning starts, Bubich is coming in and nobody's getting on and you're not giving up any runs, that's a valuable asset to have in Major League Baseball. So I wouldn't mess with Bubich and Lynch IV out in the bullpen at all. And then you got Ursaeg to close it out.
To give your cross parking lot comparison, I would say that your closer for the Chiefs would be like a Pacheco or a Kareem Hunt.
Okay.
Like, that to me is like fourth quarter. Here it is. Like, what was it? Kareem Hunt had like 14 yards in the first half and ended with 106.
I think he finished with 14 or 17.
Went out there and just started throwing strikeouts. Nobody could catch up to
it.
And I would say Bubich is a lot like Mecole Hardman. Like, you drafted Bubich high for to be a starting pitcher. It didn't work out to be like a number two wide receiver, but he's good for the role that he is.
Yeah.
A couple jet sweeps, a punt return here or there, and you appreciate it. Can still score, can still do good things. But a name that was linked to the Chiefs was San Diego Padres left fielder Jurickson Profar.
Yeah.
32 years old is what he'll be next year. Coming off his best year yet.
Hit 280 last year.
280, 24 home runs. That to me is a bat that I wouldn't mind having in left field.
That's a nice bat. That's a nice
Royals type of sign, right? Also, guess who also came over from San Diego?
Juan Soto.
Oh. Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo.
Why wouldn't you use them to recruit Juan Soto over here?
You use Seth Lugo to recruit Michael Wacha. Michael Wacha just signed a $51 million deal to stay in Kansas City for another 3 years.
That's right. Hey, Juan, come on into Kansas City. Yeah. We had fun. You get Hosmer in on this. Him and Soto have a nice relationship.
Right.
Like, recruit Juan Soto to Kansas City. As much as I like the addition of Yurickson Profar, because as you mentioned, 24 home runs, 85 driven. Like, that's a hell of a stat line,
That's a
man.
Good number five hitter in that lineup.
That's better than anybody we had in our lineup up this year.
You don't
have
to put all that pressure on
outside
on Melendez.
Of Bobby and Salvi,
you don't have to put pressure on Melendez. And if you want to add another bat, maybe that's where you have that Brady Singer discussion where it's like, hey, we'll trade Brady and X player for a Max Muncy.
Max Muncy would
then
be a huge
addition. You've got a bat and you've got maybe another arm somewhere, because right now you have solidified your 1-2-3 in your rotation.
Yeah.
And maybe Singer's still here. There's at least four if we're talking out loud. And if you think Bubich comes up, then your rotation technically is set.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see them make some sort of move out there.
I do too,
They don't need reconstructive knee surgery. They just need a nice little injection of whatever to get it back to where it can be stable. And that's what they need this year. Last year, they did all the tough moves. They did all the under the knife, under the lights, in hospital, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Now they're out here and it's like, we don't need a whole lot, but we need at least two additions. And one needs to be an arm and one needs to be a bat.
And the other thing that they don't need is defense, because they were so good on defense last year. And you watch the Yankees lose that fifth inning, last week.
Yeah.
And it was all because they couldn't play defense. They couldn't get out of their own way. It was very much reminiscent of the 2015 Mets, where the Royals knew the dude sucks, man. That guy blows. Make him throw home and we'll find a way to score a run. Or like the Toronto Blue Jays, they knew to take advantage of them. The Royals are ahead of the curve because they play exceptional defense. They are a lockdown defensive team. Even if Salvi's playing first base, my God, they're a lockdown defensive team. And so I'm excited that they've got good defense. They've got the makings of a really good bullpen now with Bubich, Lynch IV, and Ursaeg in the back end. And that's why I wouldn't mess with that, because we went all year trying to figure out what was going to happen in that bullpen. I think that bullpen is as good now as it was since we had HDH, right? Since those guys left, we haven't had anything great out in the bullpen. These guys are really good right now. If you can lock down 7, 8, and 9, boom, and not have to worry about that on November the 6th, let's go, baby. Let's go to Surprise Arizona with those guys as the back end. potentially trade Brady Singer, get another bat, sign Yerkson Profar, and you've got the makings of a really nice team. You can't stay pat, and I don't think that the Royals will stay pat because they were clearly a bat shy of beating the New York Yankees. That's what they needed. They needed another bat in that lineup, and you go out and get that bat in this lineup, add another starting pitcher into your rotation, you're good to go, man, and people are going to be betting on the Royals to win the Central.
Right. And
Missouri.
That's right. No, it's that time. If you're a contender, you know. Mm-hmm. That was obviously his best year was with the Padres, but he's had, you know, other years
right
as well that not so great, but I mean, maybe he's one of those guys at 32 has started to figure it out because he knows what he needs to do. Somebody says, why not bring up Jack Caglione? Well, we'll see what happens.
But he's also never done it before, right? Yeah, you know, like,
we'll see.
You know?
I mean, we'll figure it out.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off of?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.